be with you. This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. So I'm going to be reading a longer version of the Gospel today, so I invite you to be seated. And there's a second collection, so I'm just buttering you up. That's the real reason why. No, I'm just kidding. It is a longer reading, though, so I want you to be able to just be present to it, to just listen, to enter into it, and just to be aware of how people see, how they see each other, how they see themselves, and how Jesus sees them. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus answered, "Neither. Neither he nor his parents sinned. It's so that the work of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it's day, because night is coming when no one can work. And while I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And when he said this, he spat on the ground, he made clay with saliva, and he smeared the clay on the blind man's eyes and said to him, "Go. Wash in the pool of Siloam," which means send. And so he went and he washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" And some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." And so they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Who is he?" And he said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now, Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So, when the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see, he said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, I washed, and now I can see." But some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he doesn't keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. And so they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" And he said, "He's a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. And they asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he's of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who acknowledged Jesus as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. And for this reason, the parents said, "He's of age, question him." So a second time, they called the man who had been born blind and said to him, "Give God praise. We know that this man is a sinner." And he replied, "He's a sinner? I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, but now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I told you already and you didn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? And they ridiculed him and said, You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from. And the man answered and said to them, Well, this is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he's from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It's unheard that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything. They answered and said to him, You were born totally in sin, and you're trying to teach us? Then they threw him out. When Jesus had heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, Do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered and said, Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he. And he said, I do believe, Lord. And he worshiped him. And then Jesus said, I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind. And some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, Surely we are not also blind, are we? And Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying we see, so your sin remains. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, that gospel is almost as long as Lent. So I'm not going to have a long homily because the gospel was so lengthy. I just want to talk a little bit about how we see. And by seeing, I don't mean just with our physical eyes. Seeing in the gospel today is, it's about conviction about what is true. It's about what we are convinced is real. And how easily we can be deluded. We think we know people, but our prejudice, our hatred, our wounds, really, we are most of the time we see what people have told us to see. And it's not always the truth. That's the case for the man born blind. They believe that he was blind because people had told him that blindness was caused by sin. Something wrong had to happen. What we are invited to do is to see as Jesus sees. We're invited to see ourselves as Jesus sees ourselves. That has been one of the most powerful prayers I have ever prayed in my life. I forget it all too easily, but it's a beautiful prayer to say, Lord Jesus Christ, may I see myself as you see me. Because often we are blind to ourselves. Often we see bad when there is good. Often we see curses where there are blessings. Often we see sin when there is really redemption. We can be blind to who we are. And so we ask that Jesus see us, that we see ourselves as Jesus sees us, that we can see the good that Jesus sees in us, that we can see the truth that Jesus sees in us, that we can see the beauty, how incredibly beautiful we are in the eyes of Jesus. That's my hope and prayer for us as we continue our journey to Easter. That we can let go of how others see us. That we can let go of even how we see ourselves. And have the humility and the freedom to really see ourselves as Jesus sees us. And that will free us then also to see others as they truly are.